Wish to talk. His finger hovered on the fire button. He moved it over the keyboard and pressed pause. Then he read the manual. Only you can save mankind, it said on the cover. Full sound and graphics, the ultimate game. A Scree-Wee heavy cruiser, it said on page 17, could be taken out with 76 laser shots. Once you'd cleared the fighter escort and found a handy spot where the Scree-Wee's guns couldn't get you, it was just a matter of time. There was nothing in the manual about messages. Johnny rifled through the pages. It must be one of the new features the game was packed with. He put down the book, put his hands on the keys, and cautiously tapped out, "Die, alien, scum." "No, we do not wish to die. We wish to talk." It wasn't supposed to be like this, was it? Wobbler Johnson, who'd given him the disc and photocopied the manual on his dad's copier, had said that once you completed level 10, you got given an extra 10,000 points in the Scroll of Valor. Johnny wanted the Scroll of Valor. Johnny fired the laser one more time. Wow! After all, there wasn't a don't fire button. "We surrender. Please." He reached over and very carefully pressed the save game button. The computer whirred and clocked, and then it was silent. He didn't play again the whole evening. He did his geography homework. The Scree-Wee captain thumped her desk with one of her forelegs. "What?" The first officer swallowed and tried to keep her tail held at a respectful angle. "He just vanished again, ma'am," she said. "But did he accept?" "No, ma'am." The captain drummed the fingers of three hands on the table. She looked slightly like a newt, but mainly like an alligator. "But we didn't fire on him." "No, ma'am." "And you sent my message?" "Yes, ma'am." He caught up with Wobbler in break. Wobbler was the kind of boy who's always picked last when you had to pick teams, although that was all right at the moment, as the PE teacher didn't believe in teams because they encouraged competition. He wobbled. It was glandular, he said. But he was good at games. They just weren't the ones that people thought you ought to be good at. If ever there was an inter-schools first one to break the unbreakable copy protection on galactic thrusters, Wobbler wouldn't just be in the team, he'd be picking the team. "Yo, Wobbler," said Johnny. "It's not cool to say yo anymore," said Wobbler. "Is it rad to say cool?" said Johnny. "Cool's always cool." Wobbler fished a package from his bag. "This is cool. Have a go at this." "What is it?" said Johnny. "I cracked Fighter Star Terror Bomber," said Wobbler. "Only don't tell anyone, right? Just type FSB. Listen, you know only you can save mankind. Still playing that, are you? You didn't, you know, do anything to it, did you? Before you gave me a copy."
"Why?"
"You did play it, didn't you?"
"A bit."
Wobbler only played games once. Wobbler could watch a game for a couple of minutes and then pick up the joystick and get top score and then never play it again. "Nothing funny happened?"
"Like what?" said Wobbler.
"Like..." Johnny hesitated. He could tell Wobbler and then Wobbler would laugh or not believe him or say it was just a bug or a virus. Wobbler had discs full of computer viruses. He just collected them like stamps or something.
"Oh, you know... funny," said Johnny.
"Like what?"
"Weird. Lifelike, I suppose."
"It's supposed to be, just like the real thing, it says. I hope you've read the manual properly."
Johnny gave a sickly grin. "Yeah, right. Better read it then. Thanks for Starfighter, pilot." He never had the heart to tell Wobbler that he didn't play half the computer games Wobbler passed on. You couldn't. Not if you wanted to sleep and eat meals. Basically, there were two sides to the world. There was the entire computer game software industry engaged in a tremendous effort to stamp out piracy, and there was Wobbler. Currently, Wobbler was in front.
"Did you do my history?" said Wobbler.
"Here," said Johnny. "What it was like to be a peasant during the English Civil War, 3 pages.
"Thanks," said Wobbler. "That was quick."
"Oh, in Jog last term, we had to do one about what it's like being a peasant in Bolivia. I just got rid of the llamas and put in stuff about..."